Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we're talking about my new second favorite movie today.
Yes, Libby always has a brand new second favorite.
Yeah, it seems like nothing can beat King Creole. That's my favorite. And then every other one that we watch, I'm like, oh, that's my second favorite.
Yes.
But yeah, we're watching It Happened at the World's Fair. This is Elvis's 11th movie, right. I think. And it came, when did it come out?
1963.
Yeah, it's a really cute movie. You know, so many of these Elvis films are great just to pop in and watch. It's just lighthearted fun, you know?
Yeah. And this one, you know, we always mention the runtime in case you're trying to find an Elvis movie to watch on the fly. But
That's right. One's
105 minutes, so it's a really quick watch. It's really fun. It's really cute. So
yeah. You know, before we get into it, you kind of, at least I, when I was watching it, Elvis's character, Mike Edwards, he's a little bit of a sleazeball. He's kind of a big-time flirt, and you, at least I don't really like him at the very beginning. And then, you know, he gets to be a little sweeter.
He
Something
really
happens
does.
In the
he,
movie.
Yeah, he, you know, at first you're sort of like, oh, Elvis, oh, you can't remember your girlfriend's name. Oh, no.
Right, he keeps calling Dorothy Shirley or Shirley Dorothy.
Yeah, all of this. But, I mean, he's played bigger Romeo's before.
That's right.
Romeo's the nice word.
Yeah. Let's say, what are you going to say right then? But, yeah, but it's a cute, cute movie. And
it's
then,
so cute.
You know, he's got a business partner, a good friend named Danny, who is very deeply involved with gambling and is not so good of a friend.
Yeah, I kind of like, when as we were watching this, Libby goes, Danny's a bad friend.
He's a bad friend. You were like, that's such a Sesame Street con. Why did you say that?
It was just so sweet. Like, he's a bad friend.
He's a bad friend, Elvis.
Yes.
Don't go running around with that lot.
Yeah.
But eventually, they go to the fair. They're on their way to, I think, find more folks to gamble with, honestly. And then they run into a man and his niece, mm-hmm. who is played by Vicky Tu, who her sisters were actually in Girls, 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 which we just finished watching.
Right.
And this was Vicky Tu's only film.
Right, right. And she is the cutest
girl
in
this
movie.
Steals the show.
She really
Completely
does.
Completely steals the show. We were laughing out loud. She's
yes.
hilarious. She's a smart little girl. And you love watching Elvis kind of house sit with this sweet little, his little house guest for at least half of the movie.
Right, yeah. And yeah, they're sort of, these two guys, Danny and Elvis's character, Mike, they are sort of been put in a position because the sheriff took away their crop duster.
Right,
so,
their plane.
Yeah, so they're sort of...
Which was the only way they used to make honest money.
Right, so they're sort of hoping to go to the World's Fair and sort of see what they can do. And yeah, running into Sue Lynn and her uncle sort of changes the course of their plans for that week.
That's right. We did notice they literally pick them up. Sue Lynn and her uncle pick them up hitchhiking on the road.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're going to the World's Fair. Okay, we'll go with you.
Yeah.
And then her uncle just says, why don't you take Sue Lynn to the fair?
Right, yeah.
We just met because you were a hitchhiker. Let me give you my 8-year-old niece to take care of for the day.
And, you know, that's what's so funny is, you know, back then people hitchhiked all the time. It was so much safer. And, yeah, I mean, you meet a nice guy on the street. You're like, okay, yeah, sure, you kid.
Yeah.
You can take care of my kid,
Take care of my kid, stranger.
It was the 60s. It was so much easier back
then,
I guess. So,
I mean, at least it wasn't this movie. That's movie magic for sure. But yeah, they Elvis character Mike Edwards is taking Sue Lynn around, and you know, at first he's not the greatest babysitter because he lets her eat everything, which is fair food, and so she gets sick, and he has to take her to the doctor. The nurse on hand is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Her character's name
is Diane.
Diane Warren, played by Joan O'Brien. And he does his typical kind of smooth moves, and it just does not work.
No.
And so then we begin the rest of the film, which is him trying to get back in touch with her and trying to woo her, which, you know, It's a conflict, but it eventually happens.
It all works out.
Yeah, and before we get into the most iconic line, what everyone was telling us before we started watching this, there's also a young Kurt Russell in this.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why he needed to go back to see Diane, he was like, I need a reason. So he just picked this kid out of the crowd, said, "Hey, if I give you a quarter, will you kick me?" And he said, "Are you sure? Are you crazy? Are you some kind of nut job?" And so young Kurt Russell kicks Elvis in the shin, leaves a huge bruise, so he has to go to the doctor to get it looked at, and then that's, kind of helps them get together.
But it also helps them sort of break up for
a moment, because she realizes
the kid
it.
Comes back, and he's like, "Hey, do you want me to kick your leg again?" And, of course, Diana's like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Yeah, "I'm sorry, what?"
So, yeah.
You faked all this.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, that would kind of make me feel flattered, at least, you
know? It kind of would, yeah. I mean, how many men get their legs kicked just to meet a woman?
Yeah. Like, you could just have a little tickle in your throat, right? Could you just cough?
Yeah,
But, yes, it was hilarious, and I loved his line the second time. He was like, "Be careful, lady. This guy's a nut job. Or this guy's nuts."
And when he kicked him the first time, he does the line of adults, you're all nuts, or something like that. And either way, we had a lot of people writing back that was one of their favorite lines.
Yeah, it was
not
really
even
funny.
An Elvis line. It's a, it's a Kurt Russell line.
Right, and he's in that new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
He is, yeah.
Make sure you see that, too. Yeah, all these kid actors in Elvis movies are stealing the show.
I know, yeah.
So, I think we've got lots of trivia.
Lots of trivia. All right, buckle in. Here we go. The movie is centered around the 1962 World's Fair, which was in Seattle, and that's also where they filmed the movie.
Oh.
Some early working titles were "Take Me Out to the Fair" and "Take Me to the Fair." I think "It Happened at the World's Fair" works just as well, though.
I like that better.
I do, too. The fair was actually called the Seattle Century 21 Exposition.
Hmm.
That's why the trailer park where Elvis's character stayed was in the 21 Center Estates. Or, I'm sorry, Center 21 Estates. I'm sorry. I got totally backwards there. Many of the structures created for the fair are still there and used today, like the Space Needle, the Seattle Center.
They did do a great scene in the Space Needle.
It's such a pretty scene.
Yeah, one of Elvis serenading Diane.
Yeah. Since the crowds of Elvis fans often forced them to be sequestered in the hotel for long periods of time, the entourage often played tricks on the hotel staff. A favorite one was to move all the furniture out of the room and then order room service. So when the bellboy came up with the food, they found them all sitting on the floor in the empty room. And when the bellboy had the manager come up to see where the furniture was, they had returned it all. So,
oh my gosh.
I can't imagine how much work it would take.
Right, I know, but I guess you've got a lot of time in between.
Those
1960 movie sets. And you do see Joe Esposito give Sue Lynn that big teddy bear.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, to identify his entourage and all the masses of people at the fair, they all had to wear special uniforms. So,
oh my gosh.
It's kind of cool.
I wonder what it was.
I don't know. Good question.
Maybe we'll see it. We'll have to watch it again.
I don't have it
Tell
right
us
in front
if
of
you
me.
Know, folks.
and we mentioned child actress Vicky Tu. She played Sue Lynn. This was her first movie role, and she later became the First Lady of Hawaii, which, how cool is that?
Wow.
Yvonne Craig is the, Batgirl, but she also played Dorothy.
Yes, who Elvis kept confusing for Shirley.
Yeah. She's also Elvis's leading lady in Kissin' Cousins.
Wow.
And this was also Kurt Russell's first movie role. The thing I liked about this was when I looked him up to see exactly, did the kid have a name? It's either Shin Kicker or Boy Kicking Mike.
Boy Kicking Mike.
Every time I look up his character, that's what I find. And, years later, Kurt Russell did play Elvis in a TV movie biography, so that's kind of cool.
Everything comes full circle.
I'm telling you. when location filming was over, Colonel Parker and Elvis presented to Washington Governor Albert Rosellini two Tennessee hams on behalf of Tennessee Governor Buford Ellington. So,
wow.
Hey, I would take a ham.
Such a diplomat, that Elvis.
When shooting returned to Hollywood, Elvis was interviewed by columnist Lloyd Shearer, and in the interview, Elvis discussed his love of reading and studying philosophy, and how he would have liked to have become a doctor.
Oh my gosh. Which he later played in a movie.
Exactly.
That we're going to watch, and Sheena has a great blog about Elvis's books.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he always used to write in
blog.
Because he always used to write in the margins, and
yeah, it's so cool.
That's always the mark of a good reader.
Yes,
when you're writing in it.
Yeah. And in November, Memphis Mayor Loeb and Vernon Presley visited Elvis on the set to accept Elvis's annual donation of $50,000 for Memphis area charities.
Wow. So that was an annual donation of $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, I've been asked what my favorite thing on the on display is, and I used to say in the old trophy building, which has now changed since we opened up the new Elvis Presley's Memphis complex, we've had to make room for some new artifacts on display, but my old favorite used to be that line of checks that Elvis wrote. It was all $1,000 checks that Elvis wrote in November of 1968, and I think we only had 20 on display, but I know Angie from Archives used to say, yeah, that's just 20, you know, we have way more. So I didn't realize that was an annual thing, but so every
and
year.
And we still have some stuff up in regards to Elvis's charitable donations.
Oh, yes,
too, so.
a lot.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how much he gave, so.
Mm-hmm. Is that all your trivia?
That's
I feel like
trivia.
I'm hijacking it all the time with my digressions.
No, you're good.
But yeah, this was one of our favorite movies. This is one of the fans' favorite movies.
It was.
Got a lot of feedback from fans.
Yes. Everyone mentioned that they love Kurt Russell. I mean, like, everybody.
Those kids steal the show.
It's so cute. I don't blame them. But yeah. I loved a lady named Anna commented on our Facebook page. She actually wasn't necessarily her favorite scene in the movie, but just watching it being filmed in Seattle, she was there.
Wow.
And she got Elvis's autograph. So,
oh my gosh.
How cool is that?
That's a very cool story.
Joyce said she liked the scene where they're on the monorail and the song is playing. There were several people who said that was one of their favorite scenes.
Okay.
A very sweet scene.
So I think that's interesting. Is it just when it's just Elvis and Sue Lynn?
Uh-huh.
So that's another thing that made me think of how movies are different between now and then.
Yeah.
Because when we were watching it, we were kind of like, what's going on? Is this...
Yeah.
Because it is a kind of a long time. It's enjoyable.
It's a very quiet scene.
Yeah, and you love it because you get this. You get to watch Elvis sing, and that's, you know, one of the big reasons why we watch these movies. but yeah, I remember when we were watching it, we're like, what is this? Is this? Is there a point besides just enjoying Elvis singing? But, you know, that I think that's all they needed back then.
Yeah,
you know, that's
so.
All they need ever.
Yeah, it's a really sweet scene.
Yeah, it is.
And we loved this scene as well. Emily said she loved it when Sue Lynn faked being sick.
Oh my gosh, it was so
cute. So cute. And she, it was actually a really smart thing, you know, like to go put your thermometer over to
the area heater over there.
The heater, yeah, stuff like that. I'm like, I wish I'd known that when I was a kid.
Yeah, and she could push Elvis's buttons.
Oh,
she knew exactly
how to
get what she needed.
Yes, and Robin on Twitter said her favorite song is... the Broken Heart for Sale song.
Me
which
too.
Is such a short little cute song. And
yeah.
It's really cute. I like that song too.
It's a very good one. Did you have any favorite moments?
But yeah, I mean, I think Sue Lynn being sick, I think that was so cute. I think any of the scenes with her were cute because we were sort of able to see Elvis really let his guard down. He's not the big stud macho man.
Right.
Romeo. He was sort of like being a dad, being sweet.
Yeah.
I really liked all the scenes with Sue Lynn.
Yeah, I thought a lot about Elvis's relationship with Lisa Marie.
Right.
When you're watching this. But yeah, so you guys tell us about your favorite moments, your favorite scene, your favorite song from this movie. And the next one we're watching is Fun in Acapulco.
Woo!
And make sure you follow us on Facebook at Elvis Presley's Graceland and Instagram. And make sure you come and check out the Elvis the Entertainer Museum at the new Elvis Presley's Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We've got tons of new artifacts and exhibits over there. You know, the Elvis in Hollywood exhibit was the VIP exhibit. Everything has been expanded over here. It's 20,000 square feet. We've got costumes, movie scripts, stage-worn outfits, a whole section devoted to Elvis in Hollywood. You've got to come and check it out.
Yeah, definitely. It's really cool.
Thanks, guys. Bye.